Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is all about kicking off another week here on this, the presidential holiday, President's Day. So it's something that, to me, really is significant. It may be that way for you as well. It used to be a day that everybody seemed to have off, banks and mail won't be delivered, banks are closed, that kind of thing. But we do live in this crazy virtual world, so more probably open than would normally not necessarily be open. Hope you had a great weekend celebrating Valentine's Day or just hanging out, doing whatever it is that you like to do on the weekend. Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging with us. And remember, 24/7, and you have flooded the mailbag. You can get to us. We'll do a mailbag coming up on our next show. And you have flooded us with opinions on what happened at the Capitol in the second impeachment hearing, the vote ultimately to not convict Donald Trump. So the former president is eligible to run for office again. He could run for president again. I personally think that he will have a big voice in the Republican Party and does have a voice and will continue to have that voice, but the party is splintered in a lot of different directions. So watching the gap and that divide and what happens when you have midterms coming up and what happens in the leadership positions and what happens when certain seats in Congress and Senate become available and who runs for them and what Trump's legacy will be, which I think is going to be moving forward, that is that his voice will still resonate into the future. The thing that was interesting to watch, and I watched it from end to end to make sure I saw what happened and not just get some version of it from somebody reporting on it, but, you know, we had the closing arguments, if you will, from the former president's lawyers and from those on the Hill, the House managers, who were the prosecutors, basically. And you had seven senators that voted along with Democrats to, you know, find him guilty of the inciting the insurrection, basically, with the article, the one article of impeachment. But it certainly wasn't enough for that conviction. Thus, my saying that the president, the former president, could run for president again. But I think, again, it's about having a voice and being, for lack of a better term, being the kingmaker or queenmaker or whatever you want to call it, but somebody who has sway in the party and will continue to amass, I think, big amounts of money from donors that will help some of these candidates or candidates he knows or whatever it might end up being. So there was lots of opinions about who answers for the abhorrent, outrageous attack on the Capitol. And the answer is the people who smashed the windows, the people who dressed up, the people who went after senators and congresspeople on the Hill or screamed their names out or whatever, because so many of them were arrested, they're awaiting trial, a lot of them are out on bail. But that's going to be the other storyline, because what you did see last week was a lot of different views of awful things that happened to Capitol Police, who were hit, who were dragged, some really sad, twisted things. I mean, outrageous. And frankly, not anything you would think would happen to our seat of democracy. But we've been down this road. We've talked about that. I think that was one of the things that one of the things that really popped out is there were so many angles, so many things that we didn't see already that got thrown up, especially because of the House managers. So what those sentences are, what their defense is, what happens, because there's so many cases, how long it takes to go through those cases, I think it's going to be quite some time. And also, so you know, when eventually you can travel again, and if you go to Washington, if you want to go to the Capitol, it's going to be a much bigger ordeal than it ever was before, because you're still going to have fences and other things that are going to be set up to block out the elements that we never, ever, ever had before. All right, the pandemic has crushed restaurants, has crushed hospitality. People who are making good livings, who were supporting families with kids, or people who just were supporting themselves, getting themselves through school or a trade or waiting to do something else or whatever it might be, or just being in the business. We cannot get through this quick enough to rescue those drowning in this economy. So at this point, where we are with COVID, and I always say this show is about what we would talk about in my backyard and your backyard, and it comes up in conversations. What would come up is, how's it looking in your area? Do you know anyone who died from COVID? Is it pretty clear? Do you think it's just not happening where we are? Because there's plenty of people who say, I don't get it. My family's fine. Everything's good. Why aren't things more open? It depends on your point of view. It depends on what's happening where you are, and it depends on what you think ultimately is the answer. Is it getting the vaccine or waiting it out for others to get it? You not taking a chance because you don't like the idea of the possible side effects or that it was too quick to stamp it. You just don't feel comfortable with it, and you're hoping that you still get that herd immunity. So what we have is 485,000 deaths in the United States. That's out of 27.7 million cases. Across the world, 2.4 million deaths. That's out of 109 million cases. 61 million have recovered from COVID-19. As far as U.S. virus variants, which I hate this, a new study comes out and identifies seven of them with the same worrying mutations. How fast can you get it? How does it spread? All of that. So governors are easing restrictions, but the virus variant news gets worse. It gets worse. CDC director is trying to build confidence in school reopenings because schools don't reopen. That kills the economy. Regardless of teacher vaccinations, teachers are furious. They think they are on the front lines. They're essential. They should be vaccinated. In some areas, they are. But in other areas, they're not the priority. It depends on where. It depends on where. And there was a WHO researcher who said his trip to China provided some new clues on the origins of the virus. Because one of the things that is constantly debated is, was this started in a lab or was it started at a wet market through an animal, through a monkey? Did somebody else, did a bat get it? What was it? And bat was the thing that I kept hearing over and over again from a reporter in China. But these team of experts agree that the virus was transported on frozen food is what they decided. But the WHO team is frustrated by China's refusal to, guess what, turn over the raw data for the analysis. They don't want to give up the information so we can figure it all out. This or that on the flip side.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
With Eric, our technical maestro. I don't know, we might have given the man with the horns the night off. Eric, did they quit?
Yeah, he called in today.
He called in sick.
Called in sick.
Usually you have trumpets that trumpet your arrival. So, so you didn't. Instead, you got a longer version of the Bee Gees.
Yeah, he probably had a rough night last night.
Well, Valentine's weekend and all of that, so it's hard to get good help. I completely understand. Not you, of course, and not anybody who's on the technical bench, but some of the other elements. So for this or that, broom ball or street hockey, this or that?
I'll go with street hockey.
Me too. Broom ball, forget it. I tried it once when I was at Ohio University. Somebody told me, "Oh, it's really fun. We all, everybody plays it. It's great." Really? You're freezing. You have your sneakers on. You're on the ice. It's like, nah, I'd rather have skates on if I'm going to be in this ice situation here. It doesn't make any sense to me. To watch other people play it or whatever, fine, but nah, that's not my deal. I like street hockey better.
Yeah, we used to do that a lot growing up, so I know that's fun.
Yeah, street hockey. We used to do it, too. Like, I got roped into it because the guys in my neighborhood, they'd knock on the door like, we need an extra player. Kate, will you play? And I'm like, okay. So, of course, typical, right? I'd be the only girl out there. But it didn't matter. I would just be the goaltender or whatever, and they would slap those balls so hard at me. You know, that stings if you get hit with it.
Yeah, sports hurt.
Sports hurt. It was fun. I mean, they were my buddies. Some of them are still my buddies, so it was fun. It was fun when I could jump in and play. I liked it. I did. Except for the time we burnt our sticks because we thought, oh, we'll just get a little curve on the stick, and we put it over the stove, and you know, the plastic, we thought, oh, we'll just curve it a little bit, and then we practically set the house on fire. That was really stupid.
Oh, that's dangerous.
It's dangerous. I don't know what I was thinking. Yeah, burn the plastic. Yeah, don't listen to us. Don't do that. Okay, Bitcoin or stocks? You have the chance. Somebody gives you some money, and they say, hey, you can dump this. We'll just give you some Bitcoin, or we can give you some stocks of your choice. Which one are you taking?
Yeah, we've been going through this back and forth at work at my other job, and it looks like Bitcoin is the way to go, sounds like.
Bitcoin.
Yeah, because it's going to be steadily increasing in value, right? And then stocks are kind of, you never know, it's more of a gamble. That's the impression, that's what I gather, at least.
It's hard to tell. You know, we had Steve, I did an interview with Steve Forbes a couple of years ago, and we talked about blockchain. And for blockchain, he loved blockchain and how it worked with companies and thought it was great. But he did not like Bitcoin because he said, what's backing it? And so are you going to get enough backing? And here's what I think. If enough people get it, use it, it becomes a thing. And then people are challenging the old system. That's why they would butt heads with Bitcoin versus the monetary system, right? So I think Bitcoin it's already being accepted in some places, and it just depends. It depends on when you get in, depends on how many people buy into it, because that's like anything. If there's more interest in it, of course, it's going to be worth more. It's going to be the thing.
Yeah, so the sooner the better then, right?
The sooner.
If I had the money, I would buy some Bitcoin right now and just let it see what
sit.
Happens.
Yeah.
Sit.
Well, the key with any of those kind of things is that you can afford to do it, right?
True.
So it's not, so you're not using money that you couldn't pay rent with or mortgage or something else.
Right.
That's what the key is. All right, so you're reaching for a snack, and the only thing in the house is crackers, and the crackers are Cheez-Its or saltines. Which do you go for?
These are good questions. I'm going to go with the Cheez-Its, because this has happened before.
To you?
Yeah, when there were only saltines, and I wish I had Cheez-Its, so I'll go with the Cheez-Its.
All right, so this or that. Boy, we are both in agreement. So my this or that would be Cheez-Its, too, because I think when I was a kid, my grandfather used to have his, what did he have, like a highball or something, and we'd come back from work, and I would see him, and hi, Kate, and he would sit down, and he would watch the news, and he would have, like, a handful of Cheez-Its. There's always seemed to be Cheez-Its around, and so I'd rather have Cheez-Its, too, than plain old saltines.
Yeah, I mean, they're just way better.
They're way better. Saltines are, when I think of saltines, I think you're sick, and you're drinking ginger ale and eating saltines.
Yeah, with like chicken noodle soup. Or something.
Yeah, that makes sense for that. But that, I agree. All right, here's a big one, and I think most guys would answer this maybe different than women, but it depends. So you're building a new house because you've made a fortune on Bitcoin, and it's you've got the master bathroom. Do you put in a big bathtub or a cool shower? This or that.
A huge bathtub, per my girlfriend's request.
Okay, so she likes the bathtub.
Yep.
And you're nice, you'll go along with that.
Exactly.
I think there is something relaxing about a bath. I would go with a bathtub, too, but I had a friend who bought a ranch in Texas, and people listening will love this, especially in California. He was a mayor of Orange County, California at one point. He's the coolest guy. Ron Hostery, his name was. And sadly, we lost him like a year or so ago. But he had a condo, and he sold the condo in, he had a condo in Anaheim, and he sold the condo in Anaheim and could build from scratch this incredible ranch, maybe 40 minutes outside of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And he had this incredible shower, just so much room the way they carved it and did it. So it made me think, I don't know, there's something about showers. But I think bath just seems relaxing.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I mean, showers are, you know, everyone has a shower, but
yeah,
not everyone has a really cool bath, you know.
Right, usually you have the obligatory old-style bath, but then you don't want to get in it, so people don't use those bathtubs. Not really.
And the bathtub would do better for Valentine's Day, right?
That's right. It would be way more romantic. Okay, so this is a good question, too, because people are either in one camp or the other. And sometimes it has to do with you have a house, you can afford this, and there's it's now way more affordable, too, by the way, because there's different ways to get it. But and they say it makes a huge difference if you're into it. So hot tub or no hot tub, this or that?
I'll go with hot tub.
Hot tub, because you'll maintain it and everything, and why not, and who cares, it'd be relaxing, same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be good for parties, too.
Yeah, it'd be good for parties. I don't know, I like the idea of the hot tub, too. It's because, again, it goes like with the bath thing, it just seems relaxing to me. And I'll tell, this is a good secret for anyone out there listening. I love New Mexico. I used to live in New Mexico. I was a reporter right when I got out of school at KOB in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And we discovered this place in Taos, New Mexico called El Monte Sagrada. And it's just a cool place to stay. I have no idea how much it costs now or any of that. But you can get a room. You get a room where it's got, it's so nice. It's got these, you go inside and it's got two giant rooms on two separate sides of the place. It's almost like you have a mini condo. And then you go out back and it's got a fence and everything separate. And they have a hot tub right there and you're looking at the mountains. Oh, the best.
Sweet. What was it called again?
El Monte Sagrado.
Okay.
El Monte Sagrado in Taos, I'd recommend that to anybody listening, seriously. Now, I say that and who knows what it costs, but I'm assuming it's not going to just totally crush you. But it's really, 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 really beautiful, and the views are incredible. So once again, thank you very much, Eric. We'll see you again next time.
Thanks, Kate.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House has approved an emergency declaration for Texas as a winter storm hits the state with record cold and snowfall. The declaration allows federal assistance to help state and local response efforts to the storm. Many areas in Texas and across the South are expecting several inches of snow and dangerously cold temperatures over the next few days. The National Weather Service says some parts of Texas will see wind chills near 10 degrees below zero on Monday. Some parts of the Great Plains and Great Lakes areas are also expecting up to a foot of snow on Monday and Tuesday. And for the first time in several months, the United States is averaging fewer than 100,000 new cases of COVID-19 per day. Even with that positive news, health experts are warning that infections still remain high and precautions against the virus still need to be taken. The U.S. is still averaging around 2,500 deaths from COVID per day, down from a peak of more than 3,000 earlier in the winter. This is USA Radio News. There could be further fallout from the second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump, according to South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. Jeremy Scott has the details from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
Senator Graham tells Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday that Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has hurt the party in the 2022 elections by blasting former President Donald Trump, saying it would be used against them in campaign ads. The Senate acquitted Trump of inciting the riot at the U.S. Capitol, falling 10 votes shy of the two-thirds majority.
The process they used to impeach this president was an affront to rule of law. He's the first president to ever be impeached without a lawyer, without a witness, without ability to confront those against him, and the trial record was a complete joke, hearsay upon hearsay, and we've opened Pandora's box to future presidents.
McConnell said Trump's, quote, crescendo of conspiracy theories caused the insurrection, but he voted to acquit because the Constitution does not permit the Senate to punish someone no longer in office. Seven Republicans found Trump guilty.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Teenagers, when you're in the middle of a pandemic, the coronavirus has to be a major threat to homeless teens, to abused people, but abused teenagers who find themselves in a very dark, dark place. Andy Berger joins us. She's the founder of Beulah's Place. She knows what this is like, and thank goodness for Beulah's Place. We're going to get into that in a second. Andy, thanks for popping on the show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
So let's talk about your story first and Beulah's Place. You're so passionate about this because you live this. You're a survivor of childhood abuse, and you have written about your story and talked about it. But tell listeners who don't know what happened and what led you to where you are now.
Absolutely. Before there was a term, Kate, called human trafficking, I was sex trafficked by all immediate and extended family members from ages 6 months to 17 years old. And again, we're talking the 60s, early 70s, so people were barely talking about child abuse at the time, let alone anything, you know, more sinister. And so by the time I was 5, the physical, mental, emotional, sexual torture, abuse, manipulation was so great. That was my first attempt at suicide as a young girl. I just wanted to be out. I just wanted it to be over.
Wow.
And yeah, in that moment, you know, in my life, God interceded in other people's lives. It could be something else. But in that moment, somehow, I felt I had some kind of purpose or some kind of something if I could just stay alive long enough. And the last time my birth mother tried to take my life, I was 17. So it was a really, really long road.
And you get out of that place. And how do you get out of that place? How do you, for the young lifetime of what you went through, how did you get out of that?
I pursued education. I went to college. I finished my four-year degree in 3 years. I was the classic overachiever, pleaser, just leave me alone, you know, let me do what I need to do. And then I thought, well, you know, I'm going to go to law school and I'm going to save the world and all these other kids that were like me. And I got there and I realized, yeah, no, that's not happening, because I saw a lot of things that just weren't the kind of justice I thought I would find. So I finished because I thought, if I take my law to business, I can be more successful and hopefully develop, you know, a way to help kids on my own terms.
Yeah, so then it leads us to Beulah's Place. And tell us about Beulah's Place, which is an incredible refuge for these abused and homeless teens.
Yes, my husband and I co-founded that in 2008. We've been 100% volunteer-driven, and we rescue at-risk homeless teen boys and girls who have been trafficked, who have been sexually preyed upon or criminally preyed upon in any way, or sadly, they've just simply been discarded or kicked out for whatever reason. So they run to the streets for safety. And as you know, you and your listeners know, the streets are not safe for young people that are barely, you know, adult age.
Yeah, so now we're in this pandemic, and what's happening? I would think the threat is even more major now because of the coronavirus.
Absolutely. These kids, a lot of our kids, they lived in trees and old cars and abandoned or condemned, you know, structures, things like that when we get them. And so now imagine they're not living in any kind of sanitary condition to begin with. And now we have, you know, this virus out there, which for them, any health condition is dangerous, but these kids have no choice. They don't have medical plans. They don't have a way to just walk into urgent care and say, hey, you know, help me. They have no residential history, nothing to show for themselves, because they've been on the streets. They may be carriers and not even know it. So they're either going to die or get worse, or hopefully, you know, if there's a miracle for them, you know, somebody intercedes like we tried to do, but we're still helping these youth regardless. And their main concerns are, can I eat today? Can I get clean today? Can I sleep today? Will somebody help me? Or am I going to die today?
Wow. So as somebody who is, I mean, such a big heart you have, obviously, and this is your passion to help other people in these terrible situations, it has to be rewarding, though, to see them come out on the other side, some of these boys and some of these girls. Is that what really keeps you going?
Absolutely. One less young person on the street means we have a chance for them to have a future, which means our communities across the nation and the world have a future when any of these kids survive and thrive. So we've had quite a number go to college. We have all of them graduating high school. We have them in jobs that they maintain. And so within 3 to 5 months in our safe house program, they are ready to go back to community with very minimal reliance on assistance. And so that is a win for all of us. They're consumers. They're renters. They're starting their own families in a much better way. Do they still have to deal with all the trauma? Of course, just like I did. But they have a better chance when they're fed and they're watered and they have someone that believes in them.
Yeah. We're speaking to Andy Berger, and she's written a book, too, called A Fragile Thread of Hope. And in this book, you talk about four different teens, at-risk teens, you know, taking them from the streets and then what happened. Tell us about one of those stories.
Sure. One of the, not all of the stories are about traffic victims, but yes, this is a perfect example. So one of the girls, her father was the sexual violator and violated her from ages like 5 to 10. The mother finally divorced him, became an alcoholic, a raging alcoholic, met a boyfriend, and would leave her daughter from ages 12 to 16 home alone with just frozen food in the freezer 6 days a week. And the only time the mother would come home or leave the boyfriend is when this girl attempted suicide, where she had to show up. And then she'd be home for a few days, and then it went back. So this girl, of course, in that time period, what do you think a young girl will do eventually? She'll hook up with friends that maybe don't have her best interest at heart. She had a woman approach her, you know, bought her presents, took her to lunch, and a few months later, hey, by the way, I have some friends. They're at a hotel down the road. I want you to come meet them. And there you have it. And so these things happen because these kids are disenfranchised. And, you know, it just is unfortunate. But when we got her, she did so well. These kids are smart. The ones that we rescue are very smart. They just need it channeled. And she has an incredible career at age 24 and has just really kicked butt in the world. So we're very proud of her and all the kids who make it.
Boy, no kidding. I mean, and again, that's their stories and surviving and thriving. I mean, that absolutely keeps you going. And I think people don't, and maybe I'm wrong about this, they hear little bits about trafficking and they hear about teenagers and homelessness and all the dangers of that. But I don't think they realize it's in their backyard. This is rampant in so many cities, isn't it?
Absolutely. Every single state in our union has documented cases. The traffickers are not necessarily what you see in the movies. That's, you know, a little bit more saleable. A lot of times it's the average Joe or average Jane that is a teacher like my birth mother was, or a salesperson like my birth father was, or, you know, they're in the community, they have a little house, they have a little family, it all looks normal, but yet they have this underlying business. They are borrowing or stealing product from other families, which is basically their children.
Wow. Wow. What can people do that are listening to this that are just being pulled into this story and now more aware? What can we do?
Well, something positive that they can do definitely is if they see something, say something. Go to your local law enforcement agency, find out what the parameters are on reporting. You can be active that way. A more passive approach, you know, buy the book because 45% of the proceeds go back to victims of child sex trafficking and child abuse. That would be helpful. You know, support an organization like Beulah's Place. Go to beulahsplace.org. Every dollar goes to programs. We have no staff. We have no personnel after 11 years. But we have a 92% success rate of these kids staying independent and moving on. So, you know, we must be doing something right. But they can help in so many ways, or go to a local youth center, find out how you can help, or check with, you know, DHS or schools and say, is there, you know, anyone I can mentor? Things like that. Just get involved. Don't let the piercings or whatever it is, you know, throw you off, because these kids are looking for some kind of identity in our community.
Boy, I think what you said is so true about the mentoring, especially because who can they look to? Where can you go? What can you see that you know, is normal, that there is a path that you can grab onto? And the
exactly.
more mentors, the better, right?
Absolutely. Even a cup of coffee, you'd be amazed. When I first meet one of these young people, we sit down for coffee, tea, whatever, and of course they're a little reticent. You know, they don't trust right away. But, you know, I basically say, so what's going on in your life? You know, what's happening? You know, how can I help? What can I do? And make it about them and not, you know, any other agenda.
Yeah, wow. Andy, your story is so powerful. Thanks for everything that you're doing out there, fighting the good fight. Andy Berger, pick up the book and help some people. A Fragile Thread of Hope, One Survivor's Quest to Rescue. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, and so you know this. We talked about human trafficking before on this show. Many times we've talked about it, and her story is just so powerful. When you think of the abuses she mentioned that she went through and getting out of that situation, getting the law degree, then moving on to try to help others. And human trafficking is, I had no idea until somebody made me aware of just how rampant it was in every single city, and not what you think it is. The exploitations of, you know, exploited teenagers of what happens to them, like I said, how they're being exploited is just absolutely sickening. So this is a serious problem. If there is a way that you can help and stop this cycle of the people, the nefarious people who are recruiting, enticing, harboring, transporting, providing, doing any of that kind of stuff towards human trafficking and targeting these homeless teenagers, please reach out and do that. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Hi, this is
Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are going to be so inspired. Boy, oh boy, do we have a treat for you this time around on Author's Corner. We had a great conversation off the air. In fact, I think we could have probably talked for 5 hours. He's in our virtual green room right now. Johnny M. Wilson Jr., Paradigm Shift is the name of his book. And boy, I think a lot of people could use a paradigm shift, but it's about how do you get there and how can you avoid those mistakes? And that's the brilliance of his book. We're going to get into that here in just a second. So, Johnny, thanks so much for coming on.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Kate Delaney.
What made you decide to write this book? Why did you write Paradigm Shift?
Paradigm Shift. It was more about myself, as well as the ability to change from the inside out, and in turn, wanting others to change from the inside out as well. And yet, at the same time, I had a frustrated, but still hopeful, and that's why I wrote the book. And the second part of that is there were churches and congregations that needed to be liberated by something new. They were not biblically challenged, but they were culturally challenged on their own inside rather than the outside. And they struggled with change, struggled with difference. They struggled with what it means to go into the future. And that was one of the reasons that I wrote this book.
So in the book, you know, you tell your story and you talk about being the underdog. And I think there's a lot of people that can relate to that. So how did you make the shift? How did you have that success?
One of the things I did is I began to look at my life no longer as a failure. Because I always felt that I was a failure. I was on the shortest of my family, yet I'm the oldest. Everyone around me was much taller than me, bigger than me. At least I was at least good looking. I remember one time I got into the fight, and it was a big guy. And all of a sudden, I began to smile. And this guy said, "Come on, you don't want to fight me." I said, "Yes, I do." And I began to recognize that I had some power. And it was the power of positive energy in the heat of battle. And serving in the military, I learned how to just use that common impact, that common feeling of calming hard situations down. Because I'm only, you know, 166 pounds and 5'4" and a half. I'm not going to try to get in the ring with someone that's 300 pounds or someone who is 200. But I had this way of saying, let's reason together. And there's a real sense of learning who you are in this world and how to navigate with the resources that you have. You know, my height, my voice, the ability to love, and a lot of that came from my mother, who told me many years ago when I was young, after Dr. King was killed, she said, "You gotta love in spite of, care for others." And so I took that idea of love and used it to change the negative things in my life and begin to believe that I am a creature of the universe, that there's something good about me, and use it to empower others and to make the world a better place. Paradigm shift. Everything you look around is shifting. Everyone, everything, even the birds of the air are moving four seasons of the year. And the idea of shifting means change. And we have the ability to navigate in different places, in different times, in different cultures.
What do you hope, Johnny, that people take away from reading Paradigm Shift?
I hope people take away the idea that they are important, that you have something to give, you have something to give the society, that in spite of disappointments, that you can still bounce back. You don't need devices. It's all on the inside. Whatever was created in you, it's already there. It was there from birth. It wasn't about religion. It wasn't about being inspired by someone else. You already have it. You were born to be inspired. And sometimes we're looking for the right book or the right image or the right face or the right people to turn us on. We already turn on. We go to the heart and look at our insides and begin to realize that we are someone, that you are famous. But when you begin to use the resources that are from inside out, and people will see who you are based on the beauty and the power of your strength that helps you to navigate a world that is strange and different. Because those of us who have that kind of strength can navigate any place, anywhere, any people, and not being fearful of situations and circumstances, because there's a higher power that speaks to that and can and protect us if we believe in ourselves for the good of others. Paradigm shift means shifting to the good, stepping out in faith, doing things, not being afraid, but being strong for the good of others. And I heard a long time ago something about use the resources you have. So the book, I said, well, why does it just sit on the shelf? Make something of it. Someone may read the story and find out, you know, I need to do something. I need to take my gift. So I took a chance on it. I took a risk. If I don't try, don't expect anything. But if I try, maybe something will come back. The gift. It may be a gift for someone to recognize, wow, I went through that. I struggled through that. So the book is an opportunity for people to be born on the inside again, to create, to find the joy of life and to move and to have your being. And to take those disappointments and turn them around.
I love that. I would be remiss not to mention this at the tail end, because we both have something in common. Our love for tennis, and tennis for you had to be so encouraging, because you crushed it with the Navy and the Marines as far as making a team, playing, and getting a letter from a president. Tell us that story, because that's a big win, I think.
Yeah, that was... I never shared it. I have a copy of it. It was just something that when I was in the Navy, I was also the judo international judo championships in San Diego back in the, well, I ain't gonna tell you how the year, but it was a certificate from the Department of Defense where I was part coordinator for the judo championships in San Diego, and it was just, you know, the tennis was just something that was very helpful and exciting. And the motivation for that was that every time I got on teams, they would never throw the ball to me. I could never run. That was too short. So I took up a sport that I said, you know one thing? I was inspired by Rod Laver. I met Rod Laver many, many years ago in Rochester, New York. He's a short. Oh my God, they were short. I met Arthur Ashe, and these men were just, they were inspired. They were big, but they had the power of using a tennis ball and a racket that just made it dance like music. It's just amazing.
Yeah, boy, I so agree. And that's what your book is about. It's wonderful. Paradigm Shift. Johnny M. Wilson, Jr., you can find it on Amazon. Thanks so much. What a great conversation.
Thank you very much.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.